Good evening.
Good evening.
Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hannah. I'm sorry?
It's Hannah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We'll give it another half a minute.
I'm here.
Welcome, Bernice.
Welcome. Thank you for the welcome. Almost didn't make it. But I'm here.
All right.
How many are on board?
Enough. Never enough. Never enough. We're counting tonight, and we'll start with the L'Shem Yehud. L'Shem Yehud, Yud Shabbat, Yud Rishni, Yud Bishlu, Urkimu, 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 Le'achta, Shem, Yud Hei Bavate, Yehuda, Shalim, B'Shem, Kol Yisrael. Hine Anachnu, Bayim, L'Kayem, Mitzvat, Sefirata, Omer. La'asot nachat ruach li'atzreinu v'la'asot ritzon boreinu. V'ayhi no'am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei. Now for verses of Psalms that prepare our consciousness for those blessings. Adonai Eloheinu ahei, yigmor ba'adi Adonai Eloheinu ahei. Az decha leolam ma'asei yadecha el teret ekwa l'Elohim elyon la'el gomer alai v'ne'emar ve'avor alai v'eres mitmoseset v'damayich v'yomar lecha v'damayich hayi Vayomar lach, v'dam ayis hayim. Barki nafshi et Adonai yohei wahei, Elohim yohei wahei. Elohai gedalta, meod hod v'hadar. V'vashta ote or kshalma, note shemayim. Baruch atah Adonai Yohei Wahei Yudhei Vavhei Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Betzivanu Al Sefirat Haomer. Ha'ayom shisa u'shloshim yom la'omer sheheim chamisha shavuot v'yom echad. Today is the 36th day of the Omer, which is 5 weeks and 1 day. The Inner Light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimcheira v'yameinu. And we can all say amen. We're now going to study Psalm 67, known as the Menorah Psalm. We will stop at a letter, and we will stop at a word. Lam natsaya bim ginod miz mor shir Elohim yechanenu vivarkenu Yair panav itanu sela La da'at ba'aretz darkecha V'kol goyim yeshuatecha Yoducha mim Elohim Yoducha mim kulam Yismechu v'rananu le'umim Ki tishpot amim mishor Ulumim. The letter Yud. The letter Yud is the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The letter Yud represents humility. Its smallness is its largeness. Being humble is a goal that we all need to seek. Contemplate how you can become more humble than you are right now. What is your plan to become humble day after day? You will know where your level of consciousness is, and also know, relative to the Creator, how small you really are. Mim ba'aretz tamen tzela Yoducha amim k'Elohim Yoducha amim kulam. The word kulam has to do with everything. Its meaning is everyone. But it also can be everything. Do you desire everything? Or are your desires limited? We can utilize the word kulam today to grow our desire to receive. That's what the meaning of kulam. Expand your personal desire to receive. Eretz Nadna Yevula Yevarkenu Elohim Eloheinu Yevarkenu Elohim Ve'yiru Oto Kol Afsei Aretz. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoa. Ana Bekoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir Tzerura. Aleph Gimel Yitach Tzadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagbeinu tacharenu nora. Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Na gibor dorshei yechudcha kevavat shamren. Nun gibor dalet yudkav shin. Barhem tacharem rachame sitkacha tamidam len. Etet resh, tzadi taf gimel. Tasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatecha. Het kuf bet, tet nunayim. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei, that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pe and the Vav have a gematria of 86, the same as the name of God Elohim, the same as the Hebrew word for nature, Ateva. Yahid. The letter Yud in the word Yahid. The letter Yud, as we know, we just discussed, represents humbleness. The letter Yud also represents less is more. There's nothing more powerful than the letter Yud. It's the first letter of Hashem's name. In any Hebrew word that starts with a Yud, you know that it's an indication of the energy of that word is being activated. That's the meaning of the Yud at the beginning of a word. Lamcha pene zofre kedushatecha Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziyakatenu Yodea ta'alumo Shin kufav tzadi yudav. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Ribono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kedei letacharenu mikli potenu, Umi tumatenu, kimo shekatavta, betorata husfartem, lachem macharad hashava, miyom haviachem, etomer hatenufa, sheva shabbatot, temimot, tihiena, ad mimacharad hashava, Hashvit ha-sefiru chamishim yom Kidei she-yitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael Mizoh ha-matam uvechein yehiratzom Milfanecha Adonai Yohewahe Eloheinu Ve'elohei avoteinu, shebizchut sefirat ha'omer, shesafarti ha'ayom, yetukan ma shebakamti v'sefirat, chesed shebiyasod. Chesed shebiyasod, loving kindness, in the frame of the foundation. What does love look in the frame of Yud foundation? And what is the difference between Yesod, Sheba Chesed, and Chesed, Sheba Yesod? Much to contemplate. V'yet Taher, V'yet Kadesh, V'kdush Allah, Bikdusha shel ma'ala, amen selah. And what does the 36th journey in the desert? They left Zaymanoah and camped in Punon. Punon is so named due to the fact that in this place the people were bound, Punon, meaning directed to die from the bites of the fiery snakes. Punon in Greek means death. Another opinion is that Punon relates to the banner upon which Moses placed the copper snake, which healed the people. Punan is one of the last legs of life's journey, the journey of disease and death, bad for chas v'shalom. Yet it also includes the power of healing from disease. After Moses beseeches God on behalf of the stricken people, God said to Moses, make yourself the image of a venomous snake and place it on a banner. Everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live. Moses made a copper snake and placed it on a high pole. Whenever a snake bit a man, he would gaze at the copper snake and live. This is the power of the transformation. The very toxic serpent that poisoned the people became their healer. The choice is ours. Through our prayers, we have the power to transform disease and death into agents of health and life. The Sadiqim who left this day, the 21st day of Iyar, Rabbi Isaac Segel and Rabbi Yaakov Yosef HaKohen Rabinowitz. And the prophets for Yesod, Chesed should be Yesod. Rabbi Drizin teaches that this is Habakkuk, who is actually the boy that Elisha resurrected, according to the Midrash. And the woman, I don't see a woman except it must be Rachav. Rachav is the woman who is a woman of ill repute living in the wall of the city of Jericho. Very well known in the city of Jericho. And she saves the two Israeli spies who've come to scout out the defenses of Jericho. And she saves them. And later, she becomes the wife of Joshua. The gematria of Chesed Shebi Yesod is 454. And this is the gematria of the word Kiddoshim, which translates as holy ones. The 36th way to acquire Torah is to make a rule of halakha for yourselves or others, recognizing the spiritual laws and then bringing them down in the form of a halakha. The 36th letter of the Shema Yisrael. Is the Mem of Malchuto. And we know the Mem is an open Mem, teaching us to remain open, to receive the light of Hashem, to reveal the light of Hashem, to be connected to the light of Hashem. Praying for the Hamikdash. Harachamanu yachatzir avodat beit Hamikdash lim koma bim heira b'yameinu. And may we all say Amen.
Amen.
Are there any questions? Class is tomorrow at 4:30 is a mini Zohar class. 7 o'clock, questions and answers session. And it's 8:30, we will count the Omer. Shalom to all. Have a peaceful evening. And don't forget to sleep fast.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.